You need to stop making the relationship about what the other person wants. Instead of trying to figure out what the other person is willing to give you, figure out what you want first. The biggest mistake you can make in your relationships is allowing the other person to determine how the relationship is going to go for you. We all have our own preferences, and we all have a right to enjoy the relationship that we want to enjoy. But when you are allowing the other person to make the rules in the relationship, then you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not able to get the full extent of what you want, and you're doing the other person a disservice because you're not being true to yourself. You're not standing firm to your boundaries, and now the other person thinks that everything's okay and this is going perfectly, but it's not. So not only are you keeping yourself from your full potential, but you're also keeping the other person from their full potential because you're not allowing them to decide for themselves what they want because they don't have all the information. That is why in relationships, we have to be the ones to set the rules. We have to decide from ourselves what is it that we want out of a relationship. And we have to embody that from the inside out. We can't just have a long list of things that we want in a relationship, but then it doesn't really mean anything to us, or we're not willing to put in the work to get it. So if you have a requirement, are you willing to not get anything if it's not what you want? Because a lot of us will sometimes say that we require something in a relationship, we'll say that we have a boundary, but then when someone breaks it, we still entertain that and we still think about it. We're giving other people the power. We are not validating ourselves, and we're allowing someone else to determine what we deserve. So if you live your life looking outward and asking everyone else, what do I deserve to get? What do I deserve to have? They're going to give you the bare minimum. They're going to give you whatever the minimum amount of effort it is that you require. So when you're asking other people what it is, everyone has a different bare minimum. So some people may treat you with more respect than others, but you're still only going to be responding to what other people give you. When you know what your standards are, and when you're willing to walk away if they're not being met, then you have the power of your own life. And other people have the choice to leave. They don't have to accommodate you with everything. You have to be willing to let people go. If someone doesn't want to fit your standards, or if they can't fit your standards, you can't be upset with them for removing themselves. They have every right to leave and find someone that appreciates them for what they have to offer. And you have every right to find the person that appreciates you and find the person that you're excited to be with. Not just in a romantic relationship, but also in your friendships. Also in your work situations, the people that you do business with. You get to be selective because it's your life. You need to stop waiting for other people to define the relationship with you. I used to struggle with this too. I used to look to my romantic relationships and allow other people to define them for me. I would always be looking outward and thinking, oh, does he like me? Does he want to date me? Does he want to take me out? Does he want to be serious about me? Is he gonna treat me well? It was always those questions. It wasn't until I decided for myself, yes, he is going to treat me right. Anyone who's gonna be getting any of my attention is going to act a certain type of way. They're going to be respectful. They're going to take it at the right pace. They're not going to be disloyal. They're not going to lie to me. It's going to flow easily and naturally. I'm not gonna have to force them to commit to me. I'm not gonna have to force them to do anything that they don't already want to do. It's gonna be a healthy relationship. When I decided that for myself, I wasn't looking externally anymore. I wasn't asking myself, oh, is he going to commit to me? Is he going to take me seriously? I wasn't asking anyone else for permission to get what I want. I decided, yeah, any man that gets attention from me is going to be willing and able to align with these standards. As soon as I changed that belief, my energy completely changed because I was no longer desperate looking for someone else to please give me what I want. I knew that I was gonna get what I want, and I wasn't negotiating with people anymore. I was just presenting myself as exactly who I am with the standards that I have, and the person that aligned with those standards made themselves available to me. And I didn't have to chase it and force it. It presented itself to me. I took the opportunity that was presented to me, and I'm very happy. And I want you to feel that too. I want you to feel that power within yourself to get what you want. To stop looking externally and asking other people for permission. You don't need their permission. You can have what you want to have, but you need to give yourself that permission, and you need to stay consistent. Because when you go on a certain journey, when you have goals that are bigger than everyone else's goals, or that are more firm, people are not going to support you all the time. Not everyone is going to always agree with you and believe in you the same way that you believe in yourself, but you will learn that that doesn't matter. Of course, it helps to have people believe in you, and when you start to create some proof of what you're saying, people will naturally believe in you. But in the beginning, you really have to rely on believing in yourself. Because right now, you have a vision for that, but not everyone can see that vision, not everyone can feel that vision, so you have to give others grace and rely on yourself first and foremost. You are the gatekeeper in your life. You get to decide who gets to be there, how they get to act, and what you're gonna give them. You get to decide how your life is going to go. I promise you, you're going to attract the right people and opportunities into your life. If you're still watching, go ahead and throw a rainbow emoji in the comments. It's like our little secret way we can communicate, and I can see who's made it this far, who's a real one, who's serious about their journey. I also wanted to make a quick announcement. This is the prototype for the affirmations card deck that I told you about. I've been getting a lot of requests from you saying that you love my affirmations and you want something physical that you can look at, something that you can use as daily reminders of the affirmations. So I've designed 52 cards with about 2 or 3 affirmations per card. The one that I'm holding here is the printable version that you can get off my website, but I'm currently working with the manufacturer to get the physical cards that are gonna be on cardstock, thick, high quality with a cute little case. It's gonna be great for using as inspiration for your journal prompts. You can read them, you can make it your screensaver on your phone. There's really so many different uses for it. If you want to be notified when the deck is going to be available as a physical product, then let me know in the comments by typing out affirmations into the comment section, and I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. I hope this video helped. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.